Since its brand has continued to bleed favorability over the years, the GOP has at times talked a big game about reaching libertarian voters. With 10 candidates crowding the stage and a handful of others waiting in the wings, how'd the libertarian outreach go in that first debate? Here are the three most and least libertarian moments of the first GOP debate. The third least libertarian moment.
The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
Republicans like to talk tough on cutting spending, but when it comes to the military, money is no object for many of these candidates.
We need to have a national security that puts steel in front of our enemies.
You know, the sequester is cutting the heart out of our personnel.
We've reduced the military by 25% under President Obama.
The third most libertarian moment.
Well, look, I'm an old-fashioned person here, and I happen to believe in traditional marriage.
It seems many Republicans have all but given up on the gay marriage fight, and that's a win for libertarians.
The court has ruled, and I said we'll accept it. And guess what? I just went to a wedding of a friend of mine who happens to be gay.
Gotta want my marriage or my guns registered in Washington.
The second least libertarian moment.
I'm not sure how paying for transgender surgery for soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines makes our country safer.
But former governor and talk show host Mike Huckabee can always be relied upon to be consistently awful.
It's time that we recognize the Supreme Court is not the supreme being, and we change the policy to be pro-life and protect children instead of rip up their body parts and sell them like their parts to a Buick. Illegals, prostitutes, pimps, drug dealers, all the people that are freeloading off the system now. That's why it ought to be a transformed system.
The second most libertarian moment.
I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from innocent Americans.
Governor Chris Christie was almost enough to make this moment a low point for libertarians. But Senator Rand Paul salvaged it by standing up for privacy rights with a rejection of NSA spying and a defense of the Fourth Amendment.
The Fourth Amendment was what we fought the revolution over. John Adams said it was the spark that led to our war for independence. And I'm proud of standing for the Bill of Rights.
You know, that's a completely ridiculous answer. I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from other people. How are you supposed to know, Megan?
Use the Fourth Amendment.
How are you supposed to?
Use the Fourth Amendment.
No, I'll tell you how you. Look.
Get a warrant.
And the least libertarian moment of the GOP debate.
We need to build a wall. And it has to be built quickly.
It may not surprise you that our least libertarian moment came from Donald Trump in the midst of a lecture full of anti-immigration fear-mongering.
But we need, Jeb, to build a wall. We need to keep illegals out.
The most libertarian moment. Then again, Trump did deliver, as only Trump could, one of the night's truest statements. One which any libertarian would be hard-pressed to argue with.
Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.